Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Aid workers say floodwaters caused by Cyclone Idai have completely submerged an area 50 kilometres wide in central Mozambique. The coastal city of Beira, home to 500,000 people, has been all but destroyed by the storm. 1,000 people are feared dead. Dozens have also been killed in neighbouring Malawi and Zimbabwe. Shingai Nyoka is in the province of Manicaland.
The number of dead has increased hour by hour. So we're expecting that as the military repairs the roads and has access into some of the deepest affected areas, that number will rise. We've seen pictures that are posted on social media where some people remain trapped under these rock slides, marooned on these mountains. And the extent of the devastation, many will admit, including authorities, is still unknown to them.
The chief executive of the American entertainment company Warner Brothers has resigned following allegations that he promised film roles to an actress in return for sex. Kevin Sugihara has been in charge of the studio for 6 years. Published text messages appeared to show conversations between Mr. Sugihara and a British actress while they were in a sexual relationship. The British Prime Minister Theresa May will chair a meeting of the Cabinet later after her Brexit plans suffered a further setback. Officials said the decision of the Speaker of the House of Commons to block a possible vote on her deal with the EU made things significantly more complicated. Here's Alex Forsyth.
It had been expected that Theresa May could try to get her Brexit deal through Parliament for a third time as soon as today. Now that's off the table. Within government, talks are underway about what to do next. The Children's Minister, Nadeem Zahawi, suggested Parliament could agree to set aside the Speaker's ruling and go ahead with a third vote on the Prime Minister's Brexit deal. If not, officials have suggested the Speaker's decision increases the chance of a long delay rather than a no-deal Brexit.
Rights campaigners have condemned the jailing of a prominent activist in the Russian Republic of Chechnya. Human Rights Watch described Oyub Titiyev's conviction as a gross injustice. It said the ruling risks emboldening the Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov in his efforts to silence human rights abuses. The operator of the metro in Japan's second city, Osaka, has closed its foreign language websites after a number of translation errors were discovered on its English page. The mistakes included calling the Sakaisuji subway line the Sakai Muscle Line. Officials said they had used online translation software. BBC News.